time for another Kennedy Malloy catch-up. For garden tools with more power and less noise, use Makita's cordless power garden tools. Power over 200 tools with one battery. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Thursday. I repeat, Thursday bumper edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
G'day, Jane. G'day, Mick.
Here we go, people. Strap yourself in. It's going to be an absolute hum-friggin' dinger.
It is. We've got Shane Warne. Commented on Brexit.
Mate, can Warney host a 7:30 report?
I think he should host all the shows.
I like the way he cuts through.
You know what? He speaks the truth, this man. We're going to talk about what he's saying about it. And he does it in a non-political way.
And we might get you involved. What do you want to see people get on with?
That's right.
Taylor Swift. We've been promising this for days, but she's in the news. Someone's got into her house now. We're going to talk about that. Our bad neighbours.
Now, this may have come off the back of us talking about the vegan who didn't like the smell of barbecues, kids playing basketball or cigarette smoking, and went to the court.
She has bitten off more than anybody can chew.
Wait till you hear what's going to happen.
It's all happening
outside her house.
And we'll get involved
this weekend,
and we'll see what your neighbour's up to that you don't like.
Yes.
That could be fun.
That's true.
Is it news? It's a new segment, and we'll run something by you, and
you can let
us know if you think it is news.
We have a wonderful friend coming in.
I love it every time she swings by.
This is Mary Custis.
Mary Custis.
We're hoping also that when Mary is, Effie's with her.
Yep.
Not far behind, and we hope to chat to both of them as well, which would be great.
If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would
it be? There's a good question, Dave.
I'll give you a hint.
What?
Burger rings.
Really?
Okay. Mine might be chip involved.
Yeah.
Well, the kid has had unfortunate experience with only eating chips and fries in the UK.
We'll get to the bottom of that. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much more to turn our attention to. But
now,
how are you? Why?
What do you mean?
About?
Me?
What?
Well, we went for lunch today.
Oh, we had a lunch. We had a boozy lunch. We promised to do it and we did it. And it was great.
It was.
And it was fun. Of course, I was coming straight from squash, so I felt I'd earned.
So this is the thing. I asked Mickey, how'd the squash game go, mate?
Okay, there was an incident at squash.
If there's kids in the car.
No, it's okay.
Actually, if there's anyone in the car.
It's okay.
This might churn your stomach.
Anybody listening.
All right.
This is a bit creepy, too.
No, it's not creepy, Jane.
All right.
Jane,
go ahead.
Let people decide for themselves.
All right.
And I was in a quandary. So I've turned up to squash.
Yeah.
And I'm playing squash at the aquatic centre.
Yes.
All right. So I turn up and I've forgotten my pants, my shorts.
Mm-hmm.
So I have none to play with. So I wander. I see some retail,
a
retail shop.
Yes.
I go,
you thought they might have
bingo,
shorts.
Bingo. I'll go over there and I'll pick myself up a pair of shorts.
Mm.
Being an aquatic centre, all they had was Speedos.
Swimwear. Yeah, yeah. Oh, no.
So...
Yes. Think Lycra.
Okay, you're in the territory. Yeah. So I said, do you have any shorts? And they said, well, we do, but the only shorts they had were Lycra.
Oh, like the trunks.
I said, do you have them in size 30?
Is that the biggest?
I have beaten my partner at squash in a landslide.
No wonder, because he had to look at you mashed up in Lycra.
As he refused to go near me while I occupied the tee. All he saw out that back.
No! Mick.
You could clearly do a stock take down the front. Work out.
You did tell me your shirt covered the front.
A couple of squash balls I was hiding from.
No, did you have a long T-shirt that covered it up?
No, I didn't, Jane.
Right.
No, I didn't.
So nothing was left to the imagination.
Where are they now?
What's the opposite of pulling a crowd? Because there was almost a complaint made. I saw someone on a defibrillator going...
Mick, what colour were they? Please tell me they were at least black.
Let's say like beigey.
Oh, they better not have been.
Well, they were by the time I finished.
That's just horrible.
Well, it was horrible.
You know when you first told me,
there were women grabbing their children
and running
for the...
I thought when you said you had to get Speedos...
Well, that was
were playing in Rocket Poppers squash running around.
In the lolly bags.
Yeah.
Can I say
in your undies.
Mm.
That's terrible.
I had to make a snap decision at the time. And let's just say I had the psychological upper hand on that squash
crop. I'm assuming you won.
Which is now closed.
For cleaning.
Oh, I won. Don't you worry about that.
Oh, my God.
So you're saying they improved your performance by wearing them?
Would you like me to go and put them on?
His partner was traumatised.
I don't think you need to put them on.
The guy he's playing with was still...
So it was a mental thing.
He's gone to therapy now.
Right now, he's weaving baskets in the country. She's not good. He's seen too much.
Anyway, I drove you home.
You drove me home. We're going to come back and talk about what the funniest trip home I've ever had. So we went there and had a lunch. And then between lunch and here, I drove in Jane Kennedy's car. And, well, it was... I'll talk you through it.
We'll break it out right after this. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy. Thanks to Makita's cordless power garden range. You can find your authorised dealer at makita.com.au.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mary Custer's going to be our special guest in the second hour. If you do.
Very talented.
She's very
30
funny.
30 years since Acropolis Now, which
that's
was
right. Well, we're talking about that.
Australian show back in the day. I can't wait to talk to about all things. So we had a boozy lunch is a bit much, but we had a
Well, it can't be too boozy because we're here.
Mm.
It wasn't that long. We wolfed down a bit of meat.
What'd you have? Chicken?
Bit of steak.
Yeah, steak. I feel it. You're normally on a porterhouse man, and I thought...
We don't have to get too deep into details.
Grain fed. I like grain fed.
Yeah. Oh, a side of chips or anything like that?
Yeah, I did, but I didn't touch
didn't
them.
The
I had a walnut salad.
Okay, let's move on. We'd have to go through the whole menu.
Got the menu here. But finally, I didn't have to pay for once.
I beg your pardon. How dare you?
The bill came.
Did you pay, Jane?
Again.
Just before the bill came, I went to the old sneaky room. Sorry,
I don't mind that.
Just
no.
Nip out the front and make a phone call. And I'm ringing my brother going, sucker.
We are very good with each other like that.
So, listen, we get in the car and how far do we have to drive to the station? About 5 minutes. Anyway, we're going down out the front of a school.
There happened to be a street that had a lot of
speed
humps.
We're out the front of a school, so there's speed humps. And I'm just driving along, and I swear this is true. Every time the car went over the speed bump, all you hear was about 50 bottles.
Shame. It's like the recycling truck.
It's like
I can explain.
It's like someone's putting the bins out on a Monday morning.
I know why. I'll tell you.
What's in there?
There's about five.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Boxes.
Two paddocks.
You know, it's like those, you know, those vans, like tipple. You're like a mobile, you're like a tipple truck.
But it's my
just
own.
Getting around.
No, why I had an extra because I told you we're moving house and there are a few boxes that were left over of all the booze.
You wanted all the valuables in the car, did you?
And I got it in the car and I just haven't had a chance. And there's probably about
imagine if you
40
ever get,
bottles in that car.
You ever get pulled over by the police. You have a lot of explaining to do.
I was.
It's like a wine cellar.
Wow.
It's like
BWS.
It's out of a bar at home. It's like, you know, there's about three different
scotches. How's your bar going? Well, because you're doing a renovation. Now, your bar's one of my favourite. I'm a bit of a connoisseur.
It's a home bar.
But I didn't even get to approve the plans for the new bar.
No, they're still in work.
Can I do a site visit?
Yes, you can, actually.
For the bar?
Yep.
Can I sit on a stool?
In fact, it needs your input.
Can I sit on a stool with a hard hat on in the position that you're serving me a beer?
It's all yours, Mick.
Oh, my.
You can have a stool with your name on it.
Yes.
You like that?
That would be good.
All right.
Mick Malloy Memorial Bar. Yeah. That means something terrible's happened.
A bit preemptive. I wanted to chat about a mate of ours, Warnie.
Warnie. All right. Fire away.
He's doing great commentary, which we love.
We love him at the Ashes.
And he's lived in the UK for a long time.
Oh, well, he makes the front of the papers about every fourth week.
And it's a bit of a joke. If you have a look at the front page of the UK papers at the moment, in fact, I think one of the headlines is Boris Johnson is the worst Prime Minister ever.
They're in turmoil. They've Brexit. Are we in? Are we out? Is it a no-deal Brexit? Mm. He got voted in and now he can't get anything through. He wants to go to a general election. It is absolutely.
It's a schmozzle.
It's a schmozzle. It's a good old-fashioned debacle.
Mm. And it's hard to explain if you don't know about it, of some of the
is
aspects.
It? How
not,
hard?
Well, not really.
Is
but
it that hard? Because when Warnie tells you what's
Well, that's
going
why I thought you need someone like Warnie to make it very clear if you're not up with it all. Shall we have a listen to the great man?
All the noise, that's happening. Now,
if you want to know what's happening.
Are we in the commentary box here? Or
I
is
think
he
we are.
We're in the commentary box.
We're in the commentary box.
Broadcasting the cricket.
Here he is solving the problem of England for everybody.
To look at the whole Brexit thing, a couple of things that stand out for me. After, 40 years or such a long period of time, you've asked the public to vote for these things. They vote. And then the most searched thing on Google, what is Brexit? People didn't know what they were voting for. And the second thing is you've made the decision, it's done, get on with it. Boris is good, everyone's great, get on with it. It's a great country, get on with it.
Very sage and practical advice from Shane Warne.
I want to see Warne hosting like the 7:30 report or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to see Warne. Oh,
interviewing politicians.
I want to see him solving, you know, the China trade
dispute.
Warne
had his own show.
Hey, China, get on with it.
Just get on with it. It's a good expression.
Get on with it is great advice for anyone who's piss farting around, who won't pull the trigger, who can't get going. 133353, what do you, who should get on with
it? Well, I was yelling at my TV screen last night to The Bachelor.
Get on with it.
Just pick a bloody woman, give her a rose.
Have you gone off The Bachelor? I knew you'd go off The Bachelor.
I haven't gone off him. It's the concept.
El Dorco is finally worn thin in the Kennedy
household.
No,
we're getting down now. It's about six left.
But you know that.
But get on with it.
It's not his fault. It's he can't get rid of more than one at a time.
Well, don't string girls along that you know. Not some of those Coco Loco girls.
Okay, Geelong Football Club.
Get on with it.
Right, whingy, whingy, wookie, wookie. Mate, that's frightening to go to the MCG. Players don't want to go.
Why?
They won't get off the bus.
Oh, that's pathetic.
Hold grave fears. They're going to throw some holy water around. Apparently, unless you're ensconced down in your private Idaho, you can't play football. Right. You get the idea, don't you? 133353.
Give us a call. Get on with it. Who do you want somebody to get on with?
We'll tell you to get on with it.
133353.
Get on with it.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And
get on with it, Dave.
Get on with it.
Get on with it. It's in honour of Shane Warne, who's given Great Britain the greatest riding instructions a man can give, which is just basically get on with it. Too much figuring around with the Brexit, too much figuring around with the democratic process. Here he is in full flight in the commentary box, no less.
To look at the whole Brexit thing, a couple of things that stand out for me. After, 40 years or such a long period of time, you've asked the public to vote for these things. They vote. And then the most searched thing on Google, what is Brexit? People didn't know what they were voting for. And the second thing is you've made the decision, it's done, get on with it. Boris is good, everyone's great, get on with it. It's a great country, get on with it.
Get on with it is the message.
I like the way he says
133353, get on with it. You got one there, James?
I have young James, our producer, said his girlfriend has texted him.
Right.
And she said, I think it's time you get your driver's licence.
Get on with it.
You're 23. Come on, what's wrong with you?
He's had his learners for about 3 years.
I know. Sad.
And gets Ubers everywhere.
Mind you, I think James pretty much wanted me to say his girlfriend on air.
Personally, I think his girlfriend could do a lot better. Maybe you should get on with it and marry her. Maybe there's an engagement.
It's not the proposal.
Can I say this to all the women out there? Yes. If you've been engaged for longer than, say, 18 months to 2 years, your partner's a bum. And
get on with it.
He should get on with it.
That's true.
Otherwise, he's looking for something better.
I'm
going to get hate mail. I always get hate mail from guys. My friends out there who have been
married. You've got a few friends with long-time girlfriends.
Long-time girlfriends.
And they're big on Instagram.
The engagement's coming out. And, you've got to get on with it.
Come on.
Some high-profile comedians.
Who?
Come on, who are you talking about?
I'm just saying, if you love your partner and you're in, you'd probably want to get engaged or get cracking.
Mike Shanahan has said, AC/DC should get on with their new album.
Get on with it.
Get on with it, AC/DC. We're not here for a haircut.
Talking about it for ages.
Kerry's on the line. Kerry, who should get on with it?
That Channel 10 show, Unmasking the Singer. I'm so over those ads.
I can't hear you. Can you speak on the phone,
Kerry?
Please, Kerry?
Unmasking the Singer.
Oh, the Masked Singer.
The Masked Singer on Channel 10.
You think it's been overpromoted?
Yeah.
Get on with it.
Get on with it, Channel 10.
I agree. We don't even know when it's on yet.
They're all Shannon Noel, by the way.
Hello?
Or Anthony Calea.
That's the whole thing.
That's what the big surprise, when the hood comes off.
I'll ask Yuzi. He'll tell me.
No, he won't. I asked him yesterday. I saw him. No. I said, who's under there?
Hughes has the loosest lips I've ever heard.
I got a bit of the promo if you wanted to hear. You might better find out who it is for the last singer. Have a listen. Jessica Mowboy.
Lady Gaga. Yeah.
Voice of an angel. No, it was so good. I was like about to cry.
That's got to be Australian. How can it be Lady Gaga?
How do you know it's not Lady Gaga? Yeah.
So you're saying Channel 10 have got Lady Gaga inside one of those
suits? Would not that be the greatest finish to The Masked Singer if they took the top off that cat suit?
Sure.
And Lady Gaga bobbed up. Lady Gaga.
As if.
We've got Lindsay Lohan on there, so, they're pulling in some...
I'm not putting Lindsay Lohan and Lady Gaga in the same class. Lindsay Lohan's not going to know anybody. She doesn't even know Dave. She doesn't know anybody. She's sitting there going, what am I doing here?
You're just angry because she didn't turn up on your show.
I couldn't care less.
And you know why she didn't turn up on your show?
Because she was washing her hair.
She didn't want to be ogled by Tom Glasnow. He's Australia's Harvey Weinstein.
He is not.
Tom Glasnow is Australia's Harvey Weinstein.
You'll get into big
trouble. He is handsy.
No, he defended himself yesterday or the day before.
He's like a creepy granddaddy.
No, gone too far. Crossed the line. Let's go to Andrew. Hello, Andrew.
Andrew.
Who do you want to get on with it?
Hello. Yeah, I reckon the people of America need to get on with it.
Why? What have they done? Or not
they had an election and they voted in Donald Trump, and ever since they've done nothing but whinge about it.
Well, all right. They've got an election coming up.
Fair enough.
Get on with it.
Mm.
Cyclone Dinion. What is it called?
Dorian.
Dorian. Get on with it. I mean, if you're going to
cause havoc, just get on with it.
No,
it's done it.
Get on with it.
It has got on with it.
The problem with these cyclones is they spend too much time as Category 5. By the time they get to land, they're down to they blow themselves out. They're down to Category 3. Get on with it. Hey,
Gee, I could listen to you all day about hurricanes.
Bram.
Yeah.
Who needs to get on with it?
The band Kiss.
Oh, get on with it.
Why?
What have they not done?
Mate, they're on about their 49th bloody final World Tour. I swear to God, we're done. I went and seen them last time. They should have stopped 5 tours ago.
Get on with it.
All right, get on with it. Get on with it and retire. Kiss?
Yeah.
Absolutely. There you go. Absolutely. Pack it up.
Did you have one? Did you
get on with it? No, I've said them all. I've said mine all.
All right.
Yeah.
Get on with it. Dave, play some
who's
music.
This comedian you're talking about?
No.
Get on with it.
No, we're not going to do that, all right?
I'm just saying, if you've got a beautiful partner, you've been together for a while.
Hey, we've got some prizes too. In fact, I'll give Bran a prize, which is to go see live Bush Stone Temple
George.
Pilots.
Wow, where's this?
This is happening. It's the Southern Stars all around Australia. Tickets go on sale September 9.
Stay on the line, George.
Tickets for you.
Stay on the line, George. I'll get back to you.
George, you're up next.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
All around Australia.
Dave, get on with it. Just get on with it.
Get on with it.
We're doing it in honour of Warnie today.
Get on with
He's told Great Britain to get on with it. Stop piss-farting around with your stupid Brexit. Bite the bullet and go nuts. And we are saying, well, who do you think or what do you think should get on with it? George is on the line. George, this is a sad story.
How you going?
Yeah, good. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, me missus reckons I should get on with it. We got engaged in 95 and we're still not married yet.
Get on with it.
1995?
George.
Yeah.
Does she want to get married?
Yeah.
Oh, George.
Have you got round it for so long?
Oh, I just thought you better try before you buy,
George. Hey, George, does it come up often?
Yeah, it does. We're actually looking at getting married next year on the 10th of the 10th.
Oh, I'm sure you are. What's that?
Have you given her a ring at least?
We've had the rings for since 95.
What the hell?
She needs an update now.
You must be a bit of a catch, George. Describe yourself. Are you like a George Clooney?
What do you look like?
A typical truck driver, I suppose.
Get on with it.
Get on with it, George.
Thank you, George.
You bum.
Yeah.
Ha, Kate's
an honest
on the line.
Bum.
Kate. Hello, Kate. Who needs to get on with it?
Hey, guys, I'll tell you who does. Prince Harry and Markle.
Get on with it.
Okay. Well, what do they need to do? What would you like to see them do?
Get the hell out of Britain and go to LA.
They should make their own Brexit.
That's absolutely correct.
So you reckon that's where they're headed?
It is. Well, apparently she's very homesick.
Yeah, right.
For which one? She's got about 5 at the moment.
That's it. She'll get there, divorce him, and bugger off with an Arab.
What's your take?
That's a prediction from Kate.
Jeez, Kate. Okay. All right. She's reading the tea leaves. Oh, yeah. Kate, what's your take on Meghan Markle? Come on, speak plainly. I think she's
made a big mistake.
Really?
I think she doesn't know what she's got herself in for. Because, again, once you're in the royal family, it's...
Well, I suppose if you've ever written a letter to Prince
that's true.
Edward.
Which you did, Jane.
Yeah. Please, I'm glad
At least I got out of it.
I'm glad you didn't write to Prince Andrew. Because depending on how old you were.
Well, actually, I was probably, a schoolgirl.
You were a schoolgirl. You just sent him a picture of you in your Genizano dress. And you would have been.
That's true.
It was a hot outfit, hot school uniform.
Was it?
No.
Still got it?
No, it wasn't hot.
Had one of those hats as well.
Hats and gloves? Was it like Picnic at Hanging Rock when you went to school?
Well, that's set in 1880, I have you know.
Well, you've been consulted on this. Now, listen, do you have to wear long gloves? Because I remember my sister's going to a girls' school.
We first started in the 70s.
Right.
But then, no, we got rid of hats and gloves.
It's probably a good stripper outfit.
You reckon?
Hats and schoolgirl. Gee, I bet they haven't thought of that before.
Jane, don't take us into deep
water. I'm saying there's definitely strippers in
Warwick. Warwick. Who?
Hey, guys.
Hello, Warwick. Help us out.
Who? What? Who needs to get on with it?
Jane Kennedy.
Hello.
Get on with it.
Why?
Hang on.
Well, you've been talking about her going on the Today Show for that long now. She just needs to get on
with
it.
Do you know what? Good. Oh, get Warwick a prize.
Yeah, you're going to go to the Under the Southern Star show as well with the Bush Stone Temple Pilots and Live.
Say, now, this is a good call. You've been agitating for the job now for, I'd say, the best part of 8 months.
Warwick.
You constantly
Mick and
chip
Warwick,
away
shut up.
And undermine the other girls.
I have not.
Program.
I have never once said I wanted to do that show.
You're often picking out other male co-hosts who you think would be really good at the job.
You are
so that
full of it.
So you can.
Yeah. As Well, I'll tell you,
chemistry.
I jump on every morning to try and see you, and you're not there yet.
Worry. I'll tell you what, I'd have to be in makeup for about 10 hours.
No,
yes, I would.
I went
into makeup the other day, they had erected scaffolding.
That's
thank
not
you,
true.
Worry. But I'll tell you who they've been looking at.
Hmm?
Ben Fordham.
I just told you
at the
you
moment.
Do this. I just said it. You're
what
always
you
looking at male co-hosts for the.
No, I'm not looking at comms. Saying.
Ben
they're
Fordham.
Saying Ben Fordham's going in to save the day.
Because
apparently.
You said Carl's.
I said
gone.
Carl should go
you
in.
You said Carl's use by date has come
oh
and gone.
Oh my God.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Can you take that back?
You said, like you said about Chris Brown, there's a new Chris Brown in town, which was The Bachelor. And you said, Carl, waiter, check please.
Do you know the
cooked.
Good thing is that people know me? People know me by now.
You said to me.
I did.
You said to
you
me.
You be very careful.
You said to
be
me.
Be very careful.
Carl Stefanovic should interview himself on this time next year and see where he is. I bet you he's nowhere
so you're
to be
just making
seen.
That up.
You.
Do you know what? Do you know why you're doing it?
Why?
Because you're scared that Carl doesn't like you.
Well, Carl won't come on this show. There's a few people who won't come on this show
and
anymore.
And it's about you.
Mm.
And you take back what you just said.
Nah.
We'll do it.
Nah. Get on with it.
Get on with it.
Let's do it.
Well, I can't be bothered.
Do you know, Carl likes me. Carl likes me. Carl, me and Carl have a bro code, which is when you're both giants of the industry, you can have a gentle ribbing and there's no fallout because we're like two bulls.
Giants of the industry.
Giants of the industry. Yeah, so there's a bit of an understanding.
Jane? Jane's not talking.
Jane.
Get on with it.
You know what you should do? Just apologise to him.
All right, we're going to have a word. All right, things are a little cool in the studio. We'll work things out right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mary Custis is going to join us in the second hour as well. And
Mary Custis?
Love her. She's an Australian icon, Mary
Custis. Well, of course she is.
She's been around for a long time.
And as you said, we're talking about the anniversary of
Acropolis.
Acropolis now.
Yeah. It's a big occasion.
It is.
We'll get to the bottom. We'll get her to tell us some stuff from behind the scenes.
Excellent.
Lift the lid. Spill some dirt.
Yeah. Hey, we were talking about the genius of Warney.
Shane Warne and his philosophy.
Get on with it.
That's it. Get on with it. Doesn't matter what it
we
is.
We thought it was applicable to a lot of things.
So we're running it up the flagpole, and there's a lot of people who want to tell other people to get on with it. Nicole, who would you like to tell to get on with it?
I'll tell my fiancé to get on with it and divorce his wife.
Get on with it.
Okay.
All right, a couple of things. Have you jumped the gun by calling him a fiancé? Can you be a fiancé if you're still married? Can you be married?
Good question.
Can you legally be married and have a fiancé?
Has he given you a ring?
Yes, he has.
Is a fiancé an official position, a legal position?
I've been engaged for 2 years.
Right.
2 years?
But he would only, when you got engaged, did you say, and the next bit is you will divorce your wife, correct?
Yeah, I did say that, yeah.
Does she not want to get divorced?
Yeah, she does, but she doesn't know how to fill it in.
Are they still seeing each other?
No.
Mick.
Get on with it.
Do you think the three of you would ever get together?
Nicole, this is very, very easy to solve. Just go round her place with the pen and just say, sign here, you clown. Seems to have
it seems a bit
aggressive.
Well, she hasn't signed. It's just filling in a paper.
She might be devastated.
She's not devastated. She can't wait to get this man out of her life.
Nicole, you don't think she has agreed to the divorce, but your stupid fiancé is not going, oh, mate, the paperwork hasn't come through.
No, they both want to. But it's just like, how do we do it?
Okay, you got to get the ball rolling there. It's up to you now, Nicole.
I'm worried.
You're the only one.
I'm worried for you.
I'm just like, my God.
You just want to get on with it, don't you?
Get on with it.
All right, well said. Give us something, Dave.
Yeah, you got a prize pack coming your way, Nicole. Thank you so much.
That's all we can see. We acted straight away. I said give him something, and Dave said you got a prize pack.
That's it.
That's how it goes.
Get on with it.
Easy.
Are you talking to me?
Are you educating me? Are you talking to me?
I don't know.
Hey, Adam, how are you?
Excellent. How are you?
Good. You've got it somewhat in mind that you want to say get on with it.
Absolutely. Funniest man in supercars racing and yesterday's guest, Davey Reynolds.
Wow. Yeah. Get on with it. What's Dave not done? I think I know. What's Dave not done?
His great-looking partner has been on Instagram telling him to get on with it and put a baby in her.
Oh, right. As you know, she said it.
Tahan is very keen to have a baby.
She has been for years.
That's correct. And she's made no bones about it. And Dave's been a bit
slack.
Dave
could have, like, a physical problem.
I think we should help her out with a few thousand get on with it. A lot of people would like to help her out, I'm sure, Adam.
But I'll tell you what, just when you said that.
It's a bit ripe.
Well, we've got Davey Reynolds.
Oh, he's on the line, is he? Dave.
Hey, Adam.
You can't talk to Adam. You can only talk to me directly.
Okay.
Hey, Dave.
I heard everything you said. You threw me under the bus.
Dave, I think it's time to...
Get on with it.
Mate, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What do you want? Mate,
it will happen. I'll tell you it'll happen.
No, it won't happen. Don't lose that girl. Don't lose her. She's a keeper.
It's all sorted, I said, but if the baby looks like... her, we're keeping it, but if it looks like me,
Well, you can't do that.
Have you set a date for this?
Well, you've got to ring her up.
Well, here's what I'm prepared to do, Dave. I'm prepared to come around and push your bottom up and down.
God.
If it helps, gets you across the line.
Hey, Dave, you might as well
get
a plug in now for the mattress company.
No, it will happen. It will happen. Don't worry. It's all good.
You don't want to get a plug in for your mattress?
What, the temper mattress?
Do you know what you should do? But
the problem is there's not a lot of action because I keep sleeping on it too much.
Oh, I see.
Dave, you know what you should do?
Get on with it.
And a lot of people, because let's be honest, in your situation, I think what you should have is you should probably go to bank some because it's a dangerous profession you're in. And let's be honest, one wrong move and... Sayonara, Dave, and poor Tahan.
My apologies.
At least you can crack open a beaker.
Still
get a little Dave on the boil. You know what I mean? If anything should happen to you, am I the only one thinking here?
Dave, we think it's time. You're a great couple, and you know what's happening.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. Yeah. Well,
as Warnie said,
get tested.
Dave,
get tested.
Go home tonight and get on the pony.
Yeah.
Get on with it. That's an old saying.
Lucky we know you because it's very outrageous.
Give Dave a prize. Dave Reynolds.
Yeah, sure. A prize pack coming your way.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks very much for this.
Adam, did you want to say anything today before you go?
No, I just think he's the funniest man in supercars. I'll forever remember him winning Bathurst and thanking the baby Jesus.
Can they talk to each other?
We can. Yeah,
Adam, perhaps say, Dave, have you got something you'd like to say to Adam at his request?
Adam, have you been talking to Tahan's family?
Negative.
No, because Mum's probably been putting a lot of pressure on you, so it doesn't matter.
I'm glad I can help, though, mate.
Yeah, good on you, Adam, for bringing the whole thing.
The situation's so much worse, so...
Right.
See, who knew that Shane Warne would have this effect on people, ultimately? It might end up with a beautiful
Get
little
on with
Reynolds
it, Reynolds!
Yeah.
You've been told.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There's lots more to digest on today's program too. We're going to talk about what is the food. If you drop behind enemy lines and you can only eat one thing for the rest of your life, because we've got a story based around it, what would it be? Dave, what would you be?
I do like a cheesel.
You say you're going to live the rest of your life on cheese?
You'll have orange fingers.
Yeah,
as well,
that's all right. Lick those. Yep. It's all part of it.
I'm still thinking it could be Vegemite toast.
Vegemite toast.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Mm. So you can't go wrong with that. It's
you
got the vitamins.
It has to be white bread.
Technically, that's two things.
Oh, okay.
Because you've got some grain in there and a condiment.
As opposed to yours, burger rings, which are made up of emulsifiers.
It's one stupid ring.
Made up of a whole bunch of ingredients.
Jane, mine stands, yours doesn't.
Okay. I've got no energy.
You don't have any energy.
You were just done today. Poor Jane.
You have no resistance. What's happened to you?
Nothing.
Did you have a bad day?
No, I didn't have. I've had a good day.
What's happening at home?
Oh, I've got,
I'm worried about you.
No, I had a pet dog, a man come today to measure a door for a doggy door.
Must be a very big hole on the door.
It's just a door, isn't it? Yeah. I've seen your dog.
He did get a shock when he saw the door. Yeah, he goes, hang on, I better get the other tape measure out of the van.
Jesus, yeah. You're going to put in a revolving door. Massive. Put in an elevator.
All right.
Hey, so
you want to do I like this.
Can I do mine first?
Yeah, but do we have an opener?
Oh, yeah, sure. No.
Really? Is it news?
It's my new segment.
Mm.
Have a listen to this.
It's the big toe shoe trend. This trend is all about highlighting the big toe.
Really? Is it news?
Here it is.
Yuck.
It was fashion news.
Yuck.
There's a new shoe. Have you seen it?
Well, it looks dumb.
Well, it's just a shoe, but your big toe pokes out.
It's a hole in the leather.
Is the big toe a something you want to feature in the hoof? No, because women love shoes. Yeah. Now, women go, I don't care. Call me, I'm profiling or I'm being a cliche. Tell me I'm wrong. Women love shoes.
Jane. Sure.
You know I'm
women
right.
Women like shoes. They do.
They
traditionally,
do.
Women love shoes and handbags.
But you're not attached to this one.
I'm not really, because I just think they've run out of ideas for the shoe. And your classic black pump, you can't go wrong with. So why don't we just all have
that? Here's an idea. Call me old-fashioned. But
you are old-fashioned.
Why don't women bind their feet anymore? You know, to make them smaller.
Oh, I love you. You're funny. So people have called these shoes really ugly.
They are. Unless you've got a shoe fetish, unless you've got a foot fetish, yeah. You know what that is? That's just causing trouble from creeps. So
see, Crocs,
just the single toe.
But I do have to look at your big toe. When you wear the Birks.
I could be a foot model. Yeah,
that's right. You hate those, don't you?
I could be. You made me throw out a pair of Birks.
Of course I did. They had had their
Do
day.
Do I need to throw these shoes out? Because I really like them.
They need
They're really comfortable.
Whitener.
But every time
they're
scuffed. Every time they get
they're
in cool. And they're perfect, you turn your nose up at my footwear.
No, I like them when they start. I like the start of your footwear
buying. Yeah, when they start, they hurt. And then when they get comfy, you go, they've got to go.
Now you know who those women, how they feel, had their feet bound.
That's it.
Hurts. All right, I've got one for
you. I
don't
know how Johnny feels when he has to tape his ankles.
By the way, those toe shoes are on Twitter if you'd have a look at it.
Okay.
Get a toe shoe? Get one of those for your partner.
I don't like them. I don't want one.
There you go.
I've got a funny one, a quick one.
Please.
A TV helicopter was covering Spain's cycling race. It's the La Vuelta. It's done the chopper shot. As it's going over, it's exposed the biggest haul of marijuana plants growing, almost ready to pick, I'd say. And the cops have seen it and they've gone round and raided it.
This is hilarious. Can we put this photo up, please,
on
our
socials? Tweet that
on
Instagram, yep.
So it's an aerial shot of a bike race in progress and over the buildings beside the road you can clearly see someone growing about 40
but
marijuana plants.
It's a good business what they've got going. In fact, there's 40 plants that they seized.
They'll be heartbroken because that's pretty close. That's
harvesting time.
If I was Don Burke and hosting a show, I'd be going, they're ready. They're good to go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that is news, I think.
Yeah, I like
that.
That
is news.
That is news.
That wasn't in my segment. That was your own segment, which was good. All right, when we come back, Mary Kustos, can't wait.
Stand by.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
This will be a big hour. The good people of Perth are up in arms about the vegan who's complaining about the barbecue smell. There's a big party organised. We'll get to the bottom of it. 6,000 people, community action, 6,000. Looking to have a barbie out in front of her house. Wow.
Yeah.
It's all happening. We'll check in, see what's going on with that. Taylor Swift. Would you pick her out of a lineup, Jane Kennedy?
Yes, I would, because it's me and I know everybody.
She's very tall.
Okay, don't take that tone with me. It was a genuine question.
No, I think I've had a photo with her.
What? I beg your pardon?
Yeah, my daughter and I have a photo with her.
Oh, well, you Please. Sit on this stuff.
Yeah. Really?
I told you I'm mysterious.
Boy, you mix in very
I do.
Crazy circles.
Now,
we'll
there's
take
another
your
story.
Course, we'll take your tweets.
Yes.
What else? What's
a story going around about a kid in the UK that only ate fries and chips and went blind.
Mm-hmm. That man is Matt Preston. No, it's not. We just talked to you. If you had to survive on one food, if you dropped by on enemy lines and you could only eat one
forever and ever
for the rest of your life,
what would it be?
Burgeries.
You're so sophisticated, I wouldn't have thought anything
else. You know what, Jane?
Well, I could be an olive. so could our next
guest. Well, let's get on with it.
The last time we caught up with Mary Kustis, she introduced us to her good friend Effie's Uncle Vasily.
What's his appearance?
Well, some might say he looks a bit like Nick Chinopoulos.
And he even joined us on the show.
Yes, yes.
Do you go home? Do you go back to Greece to spend your time?
I do 6 months here, 6 months there.
Why is that?
Pensions. Financially, it's my profession.
Effie and Uncle Vasily are currently on the Love Me Tinder tour around the country.
To the Effiest women here tonight, I just want to say I'm sorry. And to the salivating men, I just want to say, you wish.
Let's see if one of them's tagged along today as we welcome back Mary Kustis.
Well, we're very happy to say hello to Mary
Kustis.
Hello,
Mary.
And Mary, I imagine if there was, well, am I being presumptuous to say one food you couldn't live without? What, is it a Greek delicacy?
I'd probably choose spaghetti bolognese. Does that count or is that two different
too
items?
Too many things.
No, like, I think
you've
it
got
counts.
A sauce, you've got a pasta, you've got a meatball. No.
A mix sticking with burger rings.
Right.
Yeah, wow.
Come on, you need to
just, I know. He's so sophisticated.
Well,
what a nice tete-a-tete you would have at dinner. Burger rings.
I like it.
Which now, I maintain are made up of other things.
What's the Greek national dish? What is it? What are you, what's on the...
Got to be moussaka.
I was going to say moussaka or calamari.
Spanakopita.
Pork. They love a bit of pork
chop.
Now, you've just got back from Greece.
Yes.
I'm interested to hear that you still like to take your holidays in Greece. Whereabouts exactly?
Well, you know, we went everywhere. We're not monogamous. When it comes to...
I don't think anyone
but there's so
is in
many
Greece,
places
to be honest.
To go in Greece. That's
well,
the whole thing.
I'm asking.
Okay,
Mary,
I guessed. All right.
I know, but if there is anyone that knows Greece almost as well as me, be Jane.
She's not bad.
Oh, thanks,
do you know, we went together last year.
Like shoo-bidoo-bidoo-up-do-up.
No, not like that. We were together one day. We spent one day together on Mykonos, and we went to Namos. And there is
restaurant.
At Namos on Mykonos a steak that's $1,500.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that should be the entire cow. And it wasn't. But that was a party town, was it not?
Was it 1,500 euro? Because it's nearly double the dollar.
Well no, it actually was 750 euro, was that. Yeah. But what the laugh is that people, this is a fancy restaurant, an outdoor restaurant in Mykonos.
You know it, don't you?
And people people really get pretty blind drunk. And so
they
what
do
it
by
shows
three
is,
or four.
Yeah, they don't even look at the prices on the menu.
No, they're too busy dancing on the tables.
That's
they're
right.
Dancing on the tables. I had to ask the, get the waiter to stop it. So I'm trying to eat my entree, please. Girls, you look great, but could you please step down from the table.
Mary,
so where do you go?
Yeah.
What's your favourite place when you in the islands, or is it Athens? Where do you go?
We're partial to the Ionian Islands, which are between Greece and Italy. That's Corfu, Paxos, Kefalonia, Ithaca, Zakynthos, those sorts of islands. They're very lush.
And whereas, getting around, do you go on ferries to get around?
We do. We drive everywhere and put the car on the ferry.
Drink it's a great
bad
system,
coffee upstairs.
Isn't it?
It just works.
Hey, what about Lesbos?
Mm-hmm.
I reckon I could turn that island.
Well, there's a lot of people that have been to that island and haven't left Australia.
That's true. That's true.
Very good. And is that an annual event? Like how often would you get back
annually.
To
that? Annually. Sometimes, sometimes if I'm feeling greedy, I'll go twice.
And do you spend it with relatives and family, or do you not inform them you're coming so you
No, no. They know, but we usually catch up with them when we need to do a load of washing and repack.
And you have to plan ahead because you're touring. And I guess that means that, you know, do you sort of pick the same time of year, obviously when it's summer. You've been very busy this year.
Yes, I've got a philosophy and it's work harder, get away longer.
Yeah, good idea.
I like it.
So you fang it for 10 months and you get away for two.
I like it. Now, Mary, we have to talk about Acropolis now, 30 years.
Yeah. I know.
How does it feel like yesterday? I mean, we all remember the show going around, a fantastic show. Were you... Is it like yesterday or is it another life? What is it to you?
Well, it's not. It was the same time you guys were doing what you guys
Correct.
Were doing.
Yeah.
So it was all of us back then 30 years ago. I don't know how it feels for you, but it doesn't feel like 30 years ago, but it doesn't feel like yesterday either. It does feel like a different era, but a great era. I mean, you know. Yeah.
Channel 7, at first thought that people might be offended by the title and the use of the word WOG. They got around that because the show was funny. People watched
and
it.
And you know what? If the person in question is cool with it, it's funny how that translates to the GP. Yeah.
Correct.
Well, it was a landmark show. Would you ever, pitch it again? I mean, I know you've moved on. You've got so many other things in your life. But,
I don't know. I think nostalgia lives in the memory. And as much as I like the idea of hitting a sitcom set, it is one of the hardest things you'll do because there's live audience, four cameras, you've only known the material for a couple of days. You can't really get it wrong, otherwise they're not going to laugh as much. It's a complicated little genre, but I did love it.
And TV is much harder today too than when we were doing it, isn't it?
And
more competitive.
Many. Exactly.
And I'd suggest that you may be enjoying doing a fair bit of live at the moment because that seems to be occupying a lot of your creative time.
Well, you know, for us that get out there and do it live, there's no better relationship with your audience. It's like no one gets in the way.
No, that's right. You don't have to get up and read the papers to find out how you went, do you?
No, and there's no one compromising your vision and you can do it whenever you want to. And it's the most intravenous relationship you'll have with an audience. If it works, great. It's all due to you. And if it fails, it's because you're the shit out.
We could talk about this all day, but I'd like to hear from the performer herself who goes out there and puts herself in that position every day when we come back.
Yeah, Effie to join us next.
Thanks, Mary.
By the way, the show is Love Me Tinder. You go maryandeffie.com for tickets coming next Friday to the Blue Mountains and all the way through New South Wales and Victoria. More with Effie right after this.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
We just had Mary Custis on the show and now another very special guest joining us in studio right now, Jane.
Well, we have Australian royalty, comedic royalty, hair royalty, I would say, the wonderful Effie. Hello, Effie.
Hello, good, thanks, guys. How are you?
We're really good. And I'm just wondering, Effie, are you watching The Bachelor? Are you into that?
No, I haven't been. Well, I'm married now, so what's the point? You know?
Well, I was wondering whether you were almost a bit smug about it because you must be very happy in your marriage, you know.
Who are you married to? What are you doing?
Well, I married my childhood sweetheart. Well, actually, the first kid I pashed. and his name was Shane Bradley Cooper. But since then, we didn't see each other after that, you know, because you moved interstate. And then we re-met at our school reunion.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's now a plastic surgeon. Ka-chink.
Wow.
No issues there. And, we fell in love. We got married. And 7 months down the track.
Hey. Effie,
fantastic. Congratulations.
Where do you live and what style of house? I'm fascinated.
Where did you go on your honeymoon, by the way? What did you do for your honeymoon? What did you do?
Oh, we didn't leave the hotel room. You know, as you know, guys, I refrained for a lifetime.
Really?
A lot of won't power.
I wasn't aware of that, so all power to you.
Yes.
So did you go off like a cracker?
Like a cracker. You know, I always suspected I'd be a top root, and I am. The research I did really helped.
I'm so thrilled to hear that. Tell me about life as a married couple.
Listen, I tell you what, it's changed. When I said I do, I didn't mean I do the dishes, the laundry and the mother-in-law three times a week.
Oh.
You know, it's a lot more mundane than I would have imagined, a lot more domestic.
That doesn't seem to suit you. You're so glamorous.
Exactly. And so the thing is that, you know, sex is the only thing I've got to look forward to now. Poor Shane's coming home and I'm riding him every night like it's a Melbourne Cup.
He must be getting tired.
He's getting tired because the thing is I peaked at the wedding in terms of the fanciful stuff, right? Because there's a big build-up to the wedding day and then on the other side of that, what then?
You've dialed it down a notch, have you?
That's my suspicion.
A bit more meat and potatoes.
That's it. I mean, sex is the only thing I've got to look forward to, you know.
Well, you're getting – well, and is everything all right in that department?
So far, so good.
Yeah.
But you know what happens is when your southern hemisphere gets awakened, when that beast, you know, rises between your loins, it starts getting hungry for more.
Okay. You're not going to stray though, Ed. Come on.
Well, I'm nervous about, because I love this guy, there's no mucking around in that department, but curiosity killed the cat and I do wonder whether it's going to kill my marriage as well.
No.
What about children? I mean, would you think about having children? Is it too early or is that something that's on the horizon?
I had a child prior to getting married. I don't know. You guys would know about that. I had an immaculately conceived child.
But how would you feel about your body, you know, having a baby because you've got such a rocking figure?
Well,
are you prepared to, you know, change it?
Well, I got my mother to breastfeed my child because she's still breastfeeding my brother and he's 36. So, you know, it worked out well. You got to improvise in life, you know.
Oh, okay.
But look, to me, Tinder is, you know, it's obviously the go for a lot of people in order to, you know, get going.
Is it just for sex, though? I mean, are you, is it hooking up? What is it?
You know what? It's just wanting to know whether you could if you wanted to. Oh. It's just like I'm browsing, right? I'm having a sniff around. I'm not doing anything more than that. Just looking, thanks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it is temptation in an app. When an app that's in your phone. In the good oldens, as you would know, Mick, Jane less so, but we used to hit the nightclubs. We used to hit the nightclubs to see, you know, whether we got lucky.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And now you just hit the phone. Well, and you're manipulating images and your profile in order to get the amount of hitch that you want.
Effie, it's like the dick pic. I mean, do guys send you dick pics or is that?
Is that just you?
Today guys do that. And
yeah, they do. I've seen horrendous things on my friend's
but
phone.
But I am old fashioned. I still like to just pop out from behind a tree in a park and start masturbating. Because you just go.
Okay. This is getting off the rails.
Well, you know what I mean? It's
make you feel special.
Is it just me or do testicles need a publicist? Why are they getting a go? Why are they the supporting cast every time?
I don't know.
It doesn't seem to be right, does
what
it,
What about the testicles? You make a good point.
Effie, you are touring and you've got a new, wonderful stage show, which is Effie and Love Me Tinder.
You go to the Blue Mountains first. Have you been to the Blue Mountains?
Oh, well, I've been as a human being, but not as a legend.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
You're going to the Stars Room Mounties in Mounties, New South Wales.
Mounties. Mm. Oh, that's getting me a bit.
That sounds interesting.
That's getting me a bit edgy.
Sounds horny.
It
positively
does.
Horny. And then you're off to the Central Coast Leagues Club. I've played there. Or was that Seagulls? One of those.
In Gosford.
Very, very
beautiful.
Good crowds up there. You be careful. Yeah. They'll be all over you. But like Seagulls.
My fans are bogans and wogs, right? They don't want to worry about parking. I'm taking me to them this time because they don't want to be stuck in traffic cracking it over parking
spots or getting
a ticket. So I'm going out to my people.
I like this a lot. Wollongong, Kingsford, Revesby. These are great. Newcastle.
Wagga Wagga.
Wagga Wagga.
Camden.
Jeez, Camden.
And tell you what, you can find out if Effie's coming to you because she's being very generous and going to a lot of people. Go to maryandeffie.com and you can find all the info. Hey, we love speaking with you, Effie, and we're very happy that you're 7 months in. Next time we talk to you.
Scratching away. I've got the itch and a half.
Okay. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
I saw a story about a teenager in Britain who was described as a fussy eater. Now, my ears pricked up because I've got one fussy eater at home, actually a couple. It's not unusual.
Yeah.
Parents all around will go, oh, yeah, I hear
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I hear. Well, apparently this kid was partially, I don't believe this story, by the way, was partially blinded because of his diet, which consisted of nothing but fries, chips, and the occasional slice of ham.
Have we got some audio for this?
Yeah.
Let's have a listen.
All right.
For nearly a decade, chips, crisps, white bread, sausages and processed ham. These are the only foods a teenager from Bristol has eaten. Neither he nor his family knew the damage his diet was doing until it was too late. By the age of 17, he was going deaf and blind.
Okay.
Jeez.
Now, I think there's many Australian families who have a kid.
An episode of MasterChef I'd like to see.
But surely, I mean, that doesn't sound
devastating. How'd you find that dish while I'm blind?
For goodness sakes. Now, I once went to a GP because I said I was worried about my kids fussy eating and they, you know. And she said to me, and I've gone, oh, okay, I'm going by this advice. She had a son who only ate sausage rolls for about 2 years and he grew to a 6'5" boy with no problems whatsoever. We're in Western.
He looks like a sausage roll, like a giant
sausage roll. Sure, yes. But I'm saying, what the hell? Why, that's ridiculous to say that's made. There's obviously
kids
an underlying
problem. My boys are tough. Like chips, if it's not a chip, if it doesn't look like a chip or smell like a chip, you're going to turn your nose up. Even certain types of chips, a wedge, ba-bang.
No wedges in my house
it
either.
It has to be a chip. No.
Wedges, ba-bang. And
the KFC chip is a big ticket item. Yeah, must be that's chicken salt or something. Yeah. But
sausages and mash. Don't we all have sausages and mash we cook or sausages and
what would be your last
bread?
Meal? If you are death row, you've done something terrible.
Oh, no, I've always known this one.
Oh, what?
I've heard it, my husband. Spaghetti vongole.
God. I can guarantee you that's never been asked for before.
What is it?
Spaghetti with clams. It's very basic, really. It's a bit of garlic, parsley, clams, lemon juice.
Dave, what would you realise?
Last meal, well, I'd have a side of Ferrero Rocher's, and I'd probably go, it'd be lasagna. It'd be.
Do you like lasagna?
Love lasagna. Yeah.
What about you, Mick?
I'll probably be a pie floater.
Really?
No, chicken roll.
Chicken roll.
No, you know, okay, seriously. Serious question. I'm going to, if you can ask this, the most commonly requested last meal from prisoners on death row.
What is it?
Is,
what?
Have a guess.
Oh.
Burger and chips.
No.
Steak.
No.
Spaghetti bolognese.
No. Think about it. You might get this.
Last meal.
But would you like to hear it?
Oh, something like a curry to really...
No.
Okay, no.
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Ice cream. Because it reminds them of being a child and being a kid, and it's your last meal. It's a bit sad, isn't
it? It's even more depressing. They're a child.
Ice cream for these grown men, these monsters who have, ice cream, please.
Wow, thanks for that info. That's really
three balls of ice cream to the studio, please. Really, it's a fascinating fact.
It is fascinating. You are a fascinating person.
So our question today is, okay, say you want to go the sausage roll route and not eat anything else, or the chip route. If you had to, say this, hypothetical, you drop behind enemy lines, you can only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? I'll go first, cheese. Oh, I reckon I could go cheese and change it up a bit.
Because there's so many varieties of
different
cheese.
Different varieties of cheese. Maybe we could even melt some cheese. Maybe we even have a fondue in a cauldron on an island.
Yeah.
Well,
a fondue.
Cheese stick. I'll have a cheese stick today.
You love your cheese sticks.
May or might have something with...
any crackers?
Swiss touch. No, you can't have crackers, Jane. Right. It's one thing.
All right, calm down.
What are you going to choose?
Well, can't I have Vegemite on toast?
No, that's two things. That's Vegemite and toast. Oh. You can have the toast, but no condiments. You can have bread. You can have it as toast.
Yeah,
or you can
have it as I have pizza.
Oh, good. Yeah, cool. Hang on. Whoa.
Pizza.
Pizza's got a lot of stuff on it. No toppings.
Margarita.
Oh, yeah? Mm. Pretty simple.
Sorry, I'm not playing the game well anymore.
You're not really. It's not what I'm looking
for. No, I can't think. It's too hard.
Well, what about fish? Say. What about, say, just say fish.
I don't want
fish. You can have whatever fish you have.
Don't want fish.
What about, are you a sausage man? You'll have a sausage.
No, I'd probably go something sweet. If it's the last, forever. I'd probably go Uranus assorted creams, like a Monte Carlo.
Every day.
Yeah, why not?
That's it. That's all you get.
Monte Carlo's done.
You got it.
What do you mean?
I'll wake up and stare that Monte Carlo in the face and go, I would kill if you.
Yeah, pull it apart and lick out the inside. Yum.
Okay, we're still talking about the Monte Carlo.
Hey, lots of people are calling up with their
ideas.
Here
we go. Let's get into it. Steve, what would you, if it one food, what would it be for the rest of your life?
Guys, I would do fried dim sims any day.
Fried dim sims.
Hey,
yeah,
I can tell you.
Veggies, it's perfect.
Do you know what? That's not bad. It's got a bit of vegetable in it too, so it's good for you. It's got a little bit of meat.
It's got meat in it.
Steam or fried? What do you?
Oh, fried?
Probably fried, Dave.
Yeah,
well, I would suggest
mad.
You could do either, because all you're choosing is the dim sim. How you choose to cook it is your business. Steve, what about...
Thanks, Gary Meehan.
Would you put a little pasty in there?
No. Dim sim's a dim sim. Thanks, Steve. Hey, Brad, I'm with you. Your idea, I've now decided that's what mine is too.
You can't change.
No, Brad can say it.
Those little lamb cutlets, ones are about one mouthful size, and the little bone are about $2.50 each.
Correct.
Can I tell you the best lamb cutlets in Australia? I don't care what city you're in.
What?
If you're in Melbourne, you go to Dimitri's Feast.
Right.
It's in Victoria.
Do them Greek style.
They do the best lamb cutlet ever to pass these lips.
Yum.
I woof them.
Delicious.
I pop them like Maltesers.
So good. How nice.
Greek restaurant. We should have asked Effie. In fact, I've run into Mary there.
In fact, I've had lamb cutlets from Dimitri's and they are the bomb.
Jeez,
the best.
I could survive on those for the rest of my life. Stephen, what are you going to have, mate?
I want the coconut cream pie from Gilligan's Island.
That was for special occasions.
No, Jane.
Why not?
It was all they ate.
Why can't you have coconut cream pie?
There's too much stuff in it. You can have coconut. I'll give you coconut.
No.
You can have coconut for the rest of your life.
No, we want coconut cream pie.
All right.
Stuff you. Thanks, Stephen.
All right.
Let's go to Matt.
How you going?
Yeah, good, Matt. We've really thought about this. What would you have, mate?
I'd have a mixed kebab.
A mixed kebab? What's on your mixed kebab?
You got your lettuce, your onion, your cheese, your tomato, your chicken, your beef. And after a few skewies, what's better?
No one said you could have
those. We're not approving that.
1-3-3-5-3. We've got more people racked up. Yep. What would you survive on for the rest of your life? Give us a call.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, we've got a full board of calls here, guys. 1-3-3-5-3. You can get involved. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy McMalloy.
And we are asking, it's a hypothetical. Yep. If you had to survive for the rest of your life on one food, what would it be? I've gone cheese. Jane's gone lamb chop. You changed.
I changed from spaghetti vongole.
I would have thought you were sashimi fish.
No, that wouldn't fill me up enough.
No. Muscles? You can have muscles? I'll allow muscles and oysters with your fish.
Don't eat muscles on a Monday.
Dave, what do you say?
Pack of biscuits.
A pack of Monte Carlos. Dave, really thought about it. What are you?
And you've got a sweet tooth, haven't you?
And do you want to sit on a couch and watch Ellen for the rest of your life as well?
I love her as well, yeah.
Let's go, Scotty. One food, rest of your life. You drop behind enemy lines. You can't get anything else. What are you eating? What are you surviving on?
A bucket of KFC skin.
Oh, just the skin.
Just the skin.
That's very clever, actually, because that's the bit I really like.
Oh, hang on. You can't just have the skin.
It is the best.
Yeah, you can.
Well, but why would you not have the whole chicken? You have the bucket. Now, this isn't the plant-based KFC.
No. Oh, hell no.
Hell's no.
And you're not allowed to have any potato and gravy with it. No corn. Mm. There's nothing else.
It's just the skin. Scott's happy with that.
All right.
Aren't you, Scott?
Double checking.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, all right. Well, just getting around an island on your own with a bucket of Kentucky.
Yeah, just the skin.
Thanks, Scott. Hello, Ian.
Hello. How are you going?
You're being quite clever here in what you've decided.
I'm thinking outside the box.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
And I think you guys might like this one.
Mm.
Potatoes.
See, this is a good call, because you can do this in a few different styles, can't you, Ian?
Absolutely.
So many styles.
How would you do? What would be your go-to? Mm. Boil them?
That's down the bottom of the ladder.
Well,
Chips for starters,
then the odd wedge.
So you can mash the little blighters.
Yeah, but what if you've got no oil?
I'll allow oil.
How are you going to cook your chops?
Their own fat.
Hey, you boil them, you can fry them, you can mash them. Mash is good.
Where's the butter?
Well done, Ian. I like your thinking. Yep.
Hello, Wayne.
Well, Wayne, it's all you can survive on for the rest of your life.
One thing, what would it be?
One of those $1,500 steaks from Greece.
There you go.
From Namos, give him a prize, Dave.
Tell you what, you've got tickets to go see live Bush, Stone Temple Pilots and more Under the Southern Stars. Tickets on sale September 9.
Not bad.
Love your show, Mickey.
Ah, good on you.
What about me?
I'll take one of your maids to cook the steak for me.
Oh, all right, thanks.
He's a troubled man, James.
Really? South pretty
he's a troubled. He's a troubled man.
Okay.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, I'm here. Hello, Mick. Hello, Jane.
Hello, Doug.
Hi, Jane. Now, listen, what do you got?
I would love to have a meat pie and sauce.
I'm not sure I'll allow the sauce.
Yes, you will allow the sauce.
You have to.
They can't be separated.
You can't.
Okay, but you got to pay for it.
All right.
The individual one.
Okay, can I say, while we're here at the pie department...
Hmm.
I came very close to choosing this, the party pie.
Because the party pie
to me...
Just the right size.
With the right temperature, you can woof them.
Less spillage.
And you can just graze on them, can't you? Go back for more.
And there are a few different types too. You can get a bit of curry in there, you can get a chicken pasta pie.
You're telling me. I know all about party pies.
Party pie would have to go up there.
Thank you, Doug.
It's in the conversation.
Gavin.
Hello, how you going?
Good, you're going down an unusual savoury route.
Yeah, so I'm going with the salami sticks.
Whoa, popular in my house, mate. Yeah,
that's not a euphemism for anything, is it? Yeah.
They come in different flavours.
What's a stick of salami? Yeah.
It's the thin mini sticks and they're individually wrapped.
Yeah. You know what I'd go? You munch on something else I'd consider. What's beef that? Jerky.
Oh, too tough. You can't chew it.
Jerky. Too much work.
Oh, sorry, mate. Work. Go and have a Monte Carlo. Jeez.
Hey, Gavin, I like your salami stick. Do you want a hot one or a mild one?
Nah, it's got to be mild because you wouldn't want to be burning out both ends for the rest of your life.
Well, true. Oh, mate, you're thinking.
He'd be a bit of wear and tear on the old whooshka.
Always thinking, Gav.
Yeah, good call.
Too much thought. Donna, boot at home. One food. Rest of your life. What is it?
Bugs. Morton Bay
Bugs.
Where are you calling from, Donna?
Yeah, where are you calling from?
Cairns.
So you get them fresh.
You can do that anyway.
You can't do that inland anywhere.
I think...
No, that's definitely my favourite.
Good on you, Donna.
There you go. That's, I think, a fairly emphatic segment. And a lot of people, if you ever... You know what to do now. If ever you in a hypothetical situation where you can only eat one fruit.
Hey, Rowan on Twitter has said a pint of Guinness. Every major food group in a glass.
Oh, well said. Mm. By the way, you can get us on all the socials as well, Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at Kennedy Malloy.
Tim Tams, stop calling about Tim Tams.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Makita and their cordless power garden range. You can find your authorised dealer at Makita.
Can we hurry up, please? I want to go home and do some brush cutting.
Do you?
The cordless brush cutter from Makita. Mm. It's like you cannot wait to get involved. It's like a treat at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's like going down the pub and playing pool. I just want to go home, get out the cordless brush cutter and go cocoa bananas. Mm.
And it's really...
Edges, nails...
There's no cord.
No cord.
So you can't even cut anything accidentally because I wouldn't trust you.
So you know what normally. I'm going to do? I'm going to edge everything between me and my local.
That's a good
I'm
idea.
I'm going to take it
what
with
me. What a great community
service.
That is a community service.
I'm going to grab my brush cutter. I'm going to fire it up on the front lawn.
Yeah.
I'm going to edge everything in oblivion and then take it down the road and edge everything within an inch of its life.
Wow. Do you know what the good thing is?
Because it's cordless.
Mm. There's no fuel or oil mixing
involved.
You won't
even know I've been. I've come and gone.
Yeah, stealth.
Won't be as noisy as a normal one too,
It's spring. You've just got that guttural male intensity of the Makita.
Everybody is getting out in their gardens. I'm seeing everybody out and about. I'm ridiculous. Smelling jasmine in the air, and I'm seeing blossom out.
Hello!
And it's spring, and it's really warm around Australia.
That's how you know it's spring. The Makitas are out.
Yeah,
that's it.
It's Makita season. That's really what I call it. I go summer, winter,
autumn,
Makita. Mm. Because you need the Makita.
You do.
If you've used the Makita on your work site, and you know what? I really like Makita people.
I love the smell of spring.
Get out there, everybody. Head to makita.com.au. You will not believe the range they've got. Not only the brush cutters.
I'm going to take my brush cutter down. You know why? I can. It's cordless.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you can.
I can go any route I want and you won't know which route I've gone.
I think women will stop and stare at you.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take it inside of a lift, take it up to the 50th floor, take it out and brush cut some pot plants.
Good on you.
Because I can. Because it's cordless.
It is.
Because with a Makita, you can't stop me.
No, you can't.
I'm the king of the world. I'm the most powerful man.
You're Mr. Makita.
In lawn brushing.
All right. Well, you can find your dealer, makita.com.au. It's Makita's cordless power garden range. Thanks, Makita.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You going home to have a Monte Carlo?
What do you mean?
They're very fancy biscuits.
Thank you.
It is a fancy biscuit.
It is. It's the best one in the assorted.
They all go in the assorted first, and the orange ones are always left last.
Assorted? What goes first in the assorted?
Monte Carlo.
Butterscotch finger. Sure.
Well, that's not an assorted cream.
Butterscotch finger.
You said assorted.
Assorted cream.
That's what I meant to say.
Pardon me, Your Majesty. When we grew up, we couldn't afford assorted creams.
Oh, well, what a sob story.
What do you have? Just those nice ones?
Crackers. We had some sayo.
Yeah, gruel.
Had a sayo.
Sayo,
sayos are good.
Sayos are great.
Not very tasty.
They're not salada. They're no salada. The king of the four square.
Am I still allowed to have a man-sized salada, or is that...
Yeah, it's always bothered me.
Has it?
Yes, it has. Why is it called
bite size? Because bite size,
lady size, man size.
Man size, which is the big one.
Bigger hands.
We have bigger engines.
No, I object to it.
We biologically need more fuel.
I eat a man size one with Vegemite and butter.
All right.
You squeeze it so all the
butter. No, I object to the man side. Man size salada, stop it now.
If you pull the largest cake out and said this is chick size and it was huge, you would go the other way.
Did you say cake?
Cake. So you can have it kid size, Tim Tams, or chick size.
Yeah, this Tim Tams chick size.
It's the size of a shoebox.
Yeah, that's funny. Size. Oh my god! Now you had the front bar.
You eat it like a bit of corn.
You had front bar last night.
Oh, we had front bar. Yeah. A funny incident occurred. Yeah. Thank you. And Utopia really was funny. Hilarious. It was a good night. That's just a funny incident that occurred on the show. Can we have a listen? This is coming back after our first break when there's been an incident with someone.
This is live television.
Live TV. Yeah. We're coming back. There's been an incident in the audience.
Okay.
We just had someone walk out of our studio audience because they've just worked out it's not a pub. Is that true or not?
I thought it was a pub. It's true.
He's done the runner.
Hey, Tim.
Now,
we know it's set that's on unreal. A set it's that a looks set like a pub.
Looks yeah. like a pub.
But wouldn't they get through security? Like,
you know, I mean, it's a TV studio. You walk into a TV studio. You don't turn up to, I don't know, the young doctors and expect to be operated on.
Maybe they had a few. A few lagers.
I bet you it was a Triple M price winner.
Oh, maybe.
Yes, actually.
To the front bar. I'm going to see Mickey. Where is it? A set in a pub. All right, off we go. Yeah. Turns up, sees cameras.
It's literally not a pub.
Sees a studio audience, and be honest, you can't get a beer once in there. He's gone back to this.
That's funny.
Awesome. And stormed out.
Wow.
Great show last night, by the way, with Lethal Lee Matthews, Malcolm Blight.
You can also catch up on your show. You know?
How do you do that? Oh, I wouldn't know.
It's really not.
It's an app,
isn't
it?
It's not an app. It's gone seven plus. Easy.
Well, give me a call. I'll come around and do it live.
I'll do your reenactment show.
That's
very kind.
Hey, we have got Dr. Chris Brown tomorrow.
Behave yourself.
Don't you.
Would you?
Please.
The old news,
don't
eh? The old bachelor.
Don't embarrass me again. I'll never speak to you again.
All right. We'll look forward to that. That'll be our big Friday show. Kennedy Malloy.
Another Kennedy Malloy catch-up, powered by Makita's cordless power garden range. More power and less noise with one battery across Makita's range of over 200 tools.